The challenge with changing of ministers is that we have to start from zero time and time and again. No minister would want to implement what was planned by the previous minister. However, let me indicate that this is an encouraging move by the police as we look at the crime rate going out of hand. And the involvement of private security will definitely play a very significant role in terms of visible policing. I read in a Business Day a day or so that there are MOUs or memorandums of understanding that are being signed with various security industries, which is a good sign that if it is implemented, then we will have visible policing in most affected areas where crime is rampant.
As you were talking, Professor, my mind was working on what you were talking about. You speak about visible policing, which we all know is one of the most effective means of visible policing. Do you think a positive spin-off from this could be that in the wealthier areas of the country, we are flooded with private security companies? They're there all the time. You see them in the wooden hockeys, their cars driving around. That if, for example, the private security companies in the wealthy suburbs take over the whole visible policing role, that will free up SAPs to do more visible policing in less affluent areas where we experience more crime.
Definitely, you are spot on. Visible policing plays a very key role. Let me give you an example. In places where there are cameras, whether they are working or not, criminal will think twice before they do something unless they know that the camera is not working. So with the private security in affluent areas, you look at the crime rates in those areas, it's almost non-existent. And when you go to the townships or previously disadvantaged areas, you find that crime is very high because criminals know that they can do as they please. No one will stop them. And the communities who knows them, they are afraid to say something about it. So what the police will do is just to react long after the crime has been committed. So let me also give this example of the Gauteng Provincial Officers Community Policing Act. If they could be capacitated to, for example, carry firearms to do what the police normally do, they will help in terms of reducing crime. But at the moment, they're just driving around with big cars which the police can't even afford, you know, the BMW. So I think we need to get things good in perspective because we can't put the cart before the horse. That accounting issue that I'm talking about, even today, it has not been clarified whether they will fall under the traffic department or are they police officers or peace officers. So you look at Cape Town, for example, and Durban, they have their own police. When you look at those areas where they are operating, the crime is a bit lesser, but because there's no clarity as to what role they should play, sometimes it becomes difficult in terms of policy. What are they issuing traffic tickets, or are they also empowered to deal with what police could do by arresting criminals and charging them and taking them to court? So there's a number of things that we need to do. But coming back to what the minister is trying to do, I hope it will be implemented, because we have had ministers in various areas where they come up with good plans on paper, but before they can implement them, they are changed from one portfolio to the next.
Yes, I think everybody listening to us right now would definitely agree with that point, that hopefully there can be some continuity in this. But you've also brought up another question, and that is the jurisdiction of these local police forces. I know that in the past there's been a huge amount of tension between the Cape Metro Police Force and the person who's in charge of them, and the past police minister, who did not seem to like them very much. But of course, the Cape Metro Police will tell us on air that they find that they're quite limited, for they can't make arrests, for example. They can only make a citizen's arrest. So all these grey areas, which I think you would probably agree, need to be sorted out for more effectiveness.
Yes, you're correct. Because where it should start is at the policy level. But as we know, to draft policies takes time, and we can't wait for policies to be completed while crime is continuing. So I suppose that what the minister is trying to do now is an interim arrangement while he's making sure that the policy allows all these law enforcement agencies, whether it's private or already existing municipal police in different areas, whether it is possible in terms of policy for them to do what the police is supposed to do. As an interim measure, we hope we will start seeing security guards patrolling areas. And the problem is, what will they do? Without policy, they cannot arrest anyone. They can't do anything. They can just patrol there. But the plus factor is that I don't think budgetary-wise it will affect the police, because already these private officials are employed by private companies and they are getting paid from that source. They are not going to be getting the budget from the police. So that is a plus factor.
Yes.
So, yeah, hopefully we will get clear policy as to how these officers, what is their roles and responsibilities and the boundaries and the gray areas that you're talking about. Because should a private officer shoot someone, you'll find that there is no policy that's protecting that private officer.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, those are all valid points. But I think the biggest point to come out of it all, where it can be a win-win for government and for South African citizens at large, is the point that you made, is that this can come at no extra cost to the public. So there's going to be no more strain on the taxpayer. It's just a question of, I suppose, shuffling the cards on the deck very, very expertly and judiciously.
Yes, you're correct. I think we have to be positive about this. It appears to be a positive move. Our communities are crying out there. If you look at the extortion mafias and, you know, all those kind of things, it shows that there is lawlessness in this country. As citizens, this is a cry for help that please, government, do something about this, because if you don't do something about it, you will have no people to lead, because people will have been killed by these criminals.
Absolutely. We have to leave it there. Professor Dumisani Mabunda, Senior Lecturer in the Department of Police Practice at UNISA. As always, great honor chatting to you on Newsbeat.
Thank you for the opportunity. Till we talk again next time.